The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of iRibe English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Shaykh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I pray that all of you are well, inshallah, and that you are healthy. What I wanted to talk about today, you know, is one of the highly recommended acts of worship that we can do in this great month of Sha'ban is to recite the Munajat of Sha'baniya. This is a very beautiful Munajat. We can call it a dua, but it's called a Munajat. The dua begins with salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. We know dua, the salawat is very powerful, right? Our duas, even if certain duas don't begin with the salawat, we begin with the salawat, because there is a certain charm with beginning with salawat and ending with salawat. The sixth Imam alayhi salam has a tradition in which he says, "Man kanat lahu haja ilallah," that one who has any desires that they have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any type of need that they have in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, falyabda bis salati ala Muhammadin wa ali. Begin with the salawat upon the Prophet and his family. Then ask your haja. Thumma yakhtim bis salat ala Muhammadin wa ali. And then end with the salat, right? And he says, why? He says, because the salawat is never rejected by God. He will always accept that dua. And he continues that God is way too kind to accept the first and the last and ignore what's in the middle. Yeah. So have your hajat. Very beautiful, right? It's like an ice cream cake. Who's only going to eat like the, you know, like the end and end? You'll eat the ice cream in between. Likewise, with God, He'll take that middle and accept it. Now remember, like the goal, of course, is acceptance of dua, right? Acceptance of hajat. But dua itself is very powerful. Just 2 weeks ago, we talked about what our fourth Imam As-Sajjad, alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. What he says about dua, he says that whenever you ask God, one of three things happen, if just as a refresher. He said, one, that request is saved for you. That means you don't have the capacity for it now. It may not be good for you now, but it will be saved for you. Number two, it will be answered for you. Or number three, he says, it will, instead of what you're asking for, your request will save you from some type of tribulation, some type of bala, your request will save you. So the dua is always heard. Let's not just be waiting for it to be answered for us to feel closer to God. But this is an etiquette. So this dua begins with salawat. And then the Imam alayhi salam begins after that. He says, "Wasma' du'a'i idha da'utuk." Listen to my dua when I call you. "Wasma' nida'i idha nadaytuk." And listen to my nida, and listen to my plea when I reach out to you. "Waqbil 'alayya idha najaytuk." And attend to me, bring me close to you when I do najwa, when I whisper to you. There are three states that the Imam is describing right off the beginning. The first, the three states are, one can either be far from God and call out to Him, do a nida. Yeah, if somebody is far, we say, "Ya Fulan," right? We're calling out. The other state is where one, there is a closeness, there is a bond that exists, and so I supplicate, I call out, there's a dua. And then there is a third state where we are very close and I do a najwa, yeah, where I whisper to you. These three states are where a human being can be in at any given time. There are times when we feel very close to God. So do a najwa at that time. Yeah, do a munajat at that time. There are times when I'm connected, but maybe not as strong as I feel His presence. Then we do a dua to God. Sometimes when I feel like, you know what, I just don't feel it at this moment. Do a nida, call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's important to remember is that these three states of a human being are the states that are related to them. This is not how God is. It's not that God is at moments far away from us, or God is at moments close to us or very near to us. No, this is our heart. Our hearts sometimes are very connected, sometimes our hearts are not. God is always there, and depending on the level of connection that I want with God, that's the kind of connection God will have with me. I think a mistake that is often made, and I can understand why this mistake happens, is that our distance or our lack of connection at moments is sometimes blamed at God. Like we think that, you know what, okay, I've sinned and therefore God is angry with me. And so God is not answering my dua, right? I can't tell you the number of conversations, the number of emails. I'm pretty sure I shared it here. I don't know. You know, when you recite so many lectures, you don't know where you said what. You know, that's a big problem. But how many emails or phone calls I've had of people, for example, who don't feel like praying, people who sin, people who can't break habits, and they think that it's because God has turned His back on them. It's not. Not at all, right? God never turns His back on us. God never walks away from us. It's our own connection that we have not developed or strengthened that is causing this to happen. We have a way of looking at positivity as though God likes us and negativity as though God doesn't like us. It's very natural to think that because that's how our relationships with people are, right? Like if you're nice to me and I'm nice to you, it means I like you. But if, you know, we have a cold shoulder with each other, maybe that's an indication we don't like you or I don't like you. But that's not how God is, right? But we do that, you know. Not too long ago, I was playing tennis and I was playing not so well that day, yeah? And so I said, you know, naturally the mind went and said, well, you did pray Fajr, you did do wudu, so Allah, what's going on? Like, as if God is to blame for my lack of playing well that day, right? And this is the mentality. Car doesn't start, we think Allah doesn't like me. I didn't get the job, I think Allah doesn't like me. I didn't do this, I think Allah's mad. No, don't look at these things of whether or not this is a sign of how God considers you or how God looks at you. God looks at you the same way you look at God, but He is even more merciful than that. If I desire to be with God, God desires to be with me. This is why this Shahru Ramadan, inshallah, we'll do a welcome to Shahru Ramadan lecture next month. But in Shahru Ramadan, you know, the idea of Diyafatillah is so important. The banquet of God is so important that as the host of that banquet, naturally, God longs to see us. He's desiring to be us. Any host who invites someone is excited. We have to match that excitement. We need to look forward to Shahru Ramadan, not come in there like, ah, it's here, right? Because if that's how we desire to meet God, then that's how God will deal with us. But if we come with excitement, God will come with excitement. And God is greater than that. Sometimes there could be where I don't feel it, but God will still persist because He wants something from me at that moment. So these three states that we're in, and it depends on where we are, what we are doing, what our environment is like, that will either make me sometimes call out to Him, sometimes reach out to Him, or sometimes whisper to Him. And it's something that we have to try to figure out what's causing these different states. But at the same time, what that tells us is that no matter what we are going through, yeah, no matter what we are going through, if I feel distant from God, I just don't feel like praying, call out to God. Yeah, if I feel like it, call out to God. No matter what, don't lose your connection to God. The Imam describes this very beautifully. If you have to call out to Him, call out to Him. If you have to whisper to Him, whisper to Him. But no matter what you do, don't lose your connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a very important lesson we take from this dua.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi عليم الحال
محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.